From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Authorities in northwestern Pakistan say a suicide bomb attack on a court complex has killed at least 12 people and wounded about 50 others. The district mayor, Himyatat Ola, told reporters that an armed attacker threw a hand grenade at security guards before detonating the explosive strapped to his body. Authorities and hospital sources say a number of lawyers are among the victims and that the death toll is likely to rise. The bombing occurred just hours after Pakistani troops killed four suicide bombers before they could detonate their devices in a Christian neighborhood in Peshawar. An army spokesman said Thursday that security forces arrested more than 300 Islamic State-linked militants. There are reports that Islam Karimov, the president of Uzbekistan, has died, but his death has not been confirmed by the government. According to the latest government statement, he is in critical condition. Islam Karimov is 78. He's been the authoritarian ruler of the Central Asian nation for more than a quarter century. Human Rights Watch has described Uzbekistan's human rights record as atrocious. Despite this record, Odil Ruzlev of VOA's Uzbek service says the mood in the country is one of sadness.
If you look at the social websites these days, people are in despair, people are sad, and people used to call Karimov as their father, as the father of the nation, and everybody feels that they lost their father.
It's being reported that funeral arrangements are being made. This is VOA. China is this year's host of the Group of 20 Nations Summit in Hangzhou that will take place September 4th and 5th. The country is aiming to put its stamp on the global body by promoting innovation. However, analysts say China's questionable track record in innovation and persistent obstacles to foreign investment may make it difficult for Beijing to push forward with the important and much-needed effort. Climate change will be among the main topics of discussion in Hangzhou. China's the world's second largest economy and is a growing source of global investment, even as it struggles with slowing economic growth. At least four people were killed and 16 wounded on Friday when blasts, including one at a weapons storage facility, rocked northeastern neighborhoods of Baghdad. Accounts of the incident differed, and it's not immediately clear whether the blast was accidental or caused by an attack. Several other explosions were reported in nearby neighborhoods. An Interior Ministry official said that they were caused by rockets, but it too is not clear whether those rockets had been set off by the fire at the weapons facility or were fired from elsewhere. The explosions come as tens of thousands of Shiite faithful come from across Iraq and abroad, converging on the Qadimiyah Shrine in Baghdad to commemorate the death of Muhammad al-Jawad, the ninth Shiite imam. U.S. presidential candidates Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton both delivered speeches this week to crowds full of military veterans, and while both speeches emphasized issues important to vets, the tones of the two speeches were strikingly different. Trump, who gave his speech on Thursday at the American Legion Convention in Cincinnati, Ohio, focused primarily on what he called his plans to rebuild America's military and fix systematic problems at the ailing Department of Veterans Affairs. Clinton spoke at the same venue the previous day, frequently attacked Trump for his stance on illegal immigration and for comments he previously made, calling the American military a disaster. Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country had nothing to do with the hacking of U.S. Democratic National Committee. He made the comments in an interview with the Bloomberg media outlet. Thousands of the committee's emails and documents were hacked earlier this year, leading some to complain that the DNC gave preferential treatment to Hillary Clinton over her Democratic rival, Bernie Sanders. Putin also denied to Bloomberg the allegations that the hack was an attempt by Russia to influence the outcome of the upcoming presidential election. Members of the Democratic Party and the U.S. intelligence community have repeatedly accused Russian intelligence services of being behind the hack. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.